Hey there, and welcome to Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter, here on Joy 94.9. Moggy at the helm, hoping you have a great night. So sit back and relax, it's ladies' night. Whee! Even though I'm a guy, but don't worry about that. It hasn't stopped many other people before. And we're actually going to have a girl on as our special, super special, awesome guest host on the second half. Her name's Catton. I hope you'll make her feel welcome. And apart from that, we've got a great show, packed show tonight. We have all the regulars, like new releases, and geeky news, our web fantastic, our what the F, sorry about that, and much more, and of course our newest segment, Games You May Have Missed. We'll also be talking about our SMS topic, and it's going to be generally just a fun gay old night. So let's sit back and get started with You Look So Good by Claire Bowditch. You're here on Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter, here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet, Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. We've got now it's time for our weekly segment, New Releases of the Week, yay! And we've got a new flavor to it coming up in just a bit. Let me just get to my notes. There's really not much going on in the retail portion of this week's new releases, unless you want to play Guitar Hero 3 on your PC, and that's the Guitar Hero 3 bundle. There's the PC port of Rainbow Six Vegas 2. There's UEFA 2008 PC. That's for PC, PS2, PS3, and 360. And this isn't a top pick, but it probably comes close to it. Teenage Zombies for the DS, since it's probably the only original game in the bunch. There's a bunch of other games, but they're pretty much just budget releases of games five or six years ago. And it's time for our new flavor. It is new releases of the week for the retro and downloadable systems, which is basically the Virtual Console and the Xbox Live Arcade. For the Virtual Console, we've got two ones, and a new console is introduced. The old Master System, which I don't know if it actually came here, I'm pretty sure it did, but it was pretty much the Sega equivalent of the NES. And the two games that are headlining it are Fantasy Zone, which is basically one of those insane type of shooters, similar to Ikaruga or what's the other one, Excelsior, but this is like old school. It's very frantic, very colourful, and it's quite a lot of fun. And the second one is Wonder Boy. Wonder Boy has gone through quite a lot of changes throughout his history, even though he's quite dead now as a mascot for Sega, but he was created during the time when there was no such thing as a killer app. So the Wonder Boy games were pretty much poured out to every single console there was under a different look, sprite, or name, or just really anything else. And the only place that really kept the name was the US place, was the US releases. And now for the Xbox Live Arcade releases. And we've got Rocky and Bullwinkle, which, from what I've heard about, it's basically about 100 mini micro games all put together where you basically do various stuff. It sounds like a rip-off of WarioWare, but I guess I'll have to play to actually see if it is one. And a remake of a classic game, Battlezone. I don't actually know what it's a remake of, but since I've never actually heard of it, but it's a remake nonetheless. And that concludes our new releases of the week. Yay! And let's get on to our SMS topic of this week. The SMS topic is, who do you think is the most badass chick in gaming that isn't Lara Croft? Seriously, she has enough attention already, and for the wrong reasons. Well, in the early editions, as her major boobage was actually a mishap by the creator, Tony Gard. He accidentally increased the size when playing around the model, and they liked it, so they kept it. And he ended up leaving after she became all sexualized, and then he came back for the games where she was basically made a normal person and a normal role model for females. Yes, but anyway, tell us what you think. The SMS is 0427JOY949. The email is onair@joy.org.au. I can't wait for your response. I think it's pretty hard to consider what my one would be. I think that the most stereotypical one would have to be Samus, because she is such a goddamn badass. She does things by herself. She doesn't rely on anybody else, well, except play a Metroid in certain games. But yeah, she really just kicks ass regardless. But anyway, let's get the number for that. The SMS for that is 0427JOY949. And the email is onair@joy.org.au. I can't wait for your responses. And now let's go to If You Keep Losing Sleep by Silverchair. You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Hope you're having a great night. And it's time for another one of our weekly segments, Geeky News, the light edition. There's only going to be 3 news articles, sorry, but it's all I can find. The first one is, this one's actually quite strange. Several Pokemon card game events in Japan have reportedly been cancelled due to a blackmail letter threatening to disturb the peace. Though the letter only mentions plans for the April 13th and April 14th Tokyo events, the Pokemon company, who handles publishing and publicity, decided to play it safe and cancel the upcoming Nagoya and Fukuoka events as well. A spokesperson for the company had this to say when asked about the decision. "We thought the safety of our customers is our top priority. We deeply apologize for the cancellation." The Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department is currently investigating the matter, and it still remains unclear if it is the work of a number of people or an individual. I wonder who would actually send threats to a Pokemon event. Seriously, there's only like 5 or 10 year olds there. What would you achieve, really, by just doing that? And plus, who really plays the card games anymore? Oh well, but they still consider a risk, so it must be a risk. And plus, they're looking out for their customers, so they should be given a clap on the back, even if it is to preserve their own interest. The second one is, proves that men are from Sony and women are from Nintendo. A recent survey conducted by a Japanese telecommunications company, NetAsiaCo, has found that women prefer the Nintendo DS, while men seem to enjoy the company of the Sony's PSP. The survey, which asked 401 users of its mobile phone service what handheld they preferred, among other questions, 52% of women answered DS Lite, with only 8.8% responding PSP. Men, on the other hand, had responded 30% for the DS Lite and 42% for the PSP. Previous handheld consoles such as the original Game Boy and the Game Boy Advance were also mentioned, but in very low amounts. Though Nintendo seems to be holding current market share, it seems that Sony could become a potential threat. Yeah, I think if they don't keep Nintendo have got to keep up their game, or else they're gonna get beaten. And the final one is a bit of a downer, and I really, really hope that they fix this before it comes here. Despite only being a few weeks old in Japan and Europe, cheaters have already devised a way to essentially break the game's online time trial leaderboards, with numerous unrealistic best times recorded. The method for achieving such a time apparently involves players completing the first lap, performing a U-turn to face the finish line, and then quitting. If that doesn't make sense to you, then you're not alone. I usually thought you had to do a full round lap before you could actually have a lap. Nintendo have responded to the issue by deleting the offending times and records, and allegedly even going as far to block such records. So good on them for keeping the game fair and simple for everybody and getting rid of the griefers. But how long will it last? It's only a temporary solution, and they can't really just stay there they can't really just be looking over and over every single record. Surely it'll take a lot of manpower. But I'm hoping that in the next patch they'll fix it up. And that concludes Geeky News. Remember that coming up at 2:00, we've got our special guest host, Katten. She'll be wowing you. And here, let's listen to a lovely track, shall we? You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. With me now is Katten. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, it was a success. So, can you tell us a bit about yourself and why you're on the show?
Well, why am I on the show? Well, yes. Probably because I'm a geek. You seem to like those types.
Yes.
What would you like to know about me? I'm really bad at those things, you know? People are always like, tell us about yourself, and I'm like, well...
Well, what sort of realms of geekiness do you aspire to?
Do I aspire to? I'm actually trying to move away from, because at this point it's become not so much hobbies as it is an affliction.
Well, I wouldn't say affliction. You seem to be quite good at what you do.
I very much enjoy video games. Very much so. I collect comic books. I do tabletop role playing. I kind of sort of drop a lot of money on new technology. That sort of thing.
So the average...
Although as of late, it's pool has absorbed my life and money, so...
I think it's happened to a lot of us.
Yeah, it's very tragic, actually.
Oh, we've got an SMS from David saying the most badass chick in gaming is Katten.
Is this a David that I know?
Yes.
A certain country in Asia?
Yes, a certain country in Asia that is very popular with video games.
Oh, I love you, David.
We all love him, and thanks to him, we have a lovely intro. And how about we regather our thoughts and with a nice track? Here's a song by Annie DeFranco, or Arnie DeFranco, depending how you want to say it, called Soft Shoulder. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Woo!
Yay! We're having a fun old time.
You know, Moggy, I actually went and purchased some Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
To eat while on your show. Since I feel like it's somewhat of a tradition now.
I don't actually know if we've got Hot Pockets in Australia, but yeah, and we really? Just refer to it because it's really, really geeky.
Really? So yeah. I guess I'm the only one that eats Hot Pockets in the middle of the night while playing video games.
Well, you don't look like you eat Hot Pockets.
Thank you.
And it's time for Web Fantastic of the Week. Yay. And this one is not really internet meme. Instead, it's an angry letter in regards to a review of GameSpot editor did for it. And he basically said, it's not worth my time. It's not worth your time. Don't buy it. Pick it up. And the game in question is Cooking Mama 2. Which I'm actually quite interested in getting, but I don't really know. I know, it's just one of those games. Yeah, it's appealing, but I wouldn't probably drop the money for it. Anyway, this is a letter sent by an employee of Majesco, who publishes the Cooking Mama series, to the editor. Hey, Alex. I would like to thank you for your review of Cooking Mama 2 for the DS. It was fair and balanced and seemed to come from a special place in your heart. I would like to thank you for your blunt honesty in telling people that the game is not worth your not worth their while, and that they could safely leave this one alone. With the first Cooking Mama DS really reaching 1 million units in Europe and nearly 1 million stateside, I begin to worry this might begin to go to our heads. Majesco's parking lot would be flooded with Bentleys, Maybachs, and rare hybrid cars that run on pure ego. This is no longer my fear, so I tip my hat off to you, good sir, for keeping us all grounded. God knows we are indeed all financially well off and not a bunch of hard-working people just trying to pay our bills. Keep up the good work and stay golden. Happy holidays. Wow, that is quite a lot of sarcasm and anger in there.
Right, right. Well, from what I hear, a lot of the employees of video game companies aren't really making a whole lot of money. They're usually overworked and underpaid, especially when it comes close to launch time. So I can understand where he's coming from. I mean, a bad game is a bad game. However, to be criticized like this guy did,
Your game's not worth buying at all. Don't.
Right, right. It's like, well, I just poured the last 7 months of my life into that game, working 60, 70-hour weeks. You know, it hurts. I think any real human being would feel a little pain.
And it really makes you think that when you say, I really, really hate this game, even if it is the worst game on earth, there are people out there who have to pay their bills and did slave over it no matter how bad it is. They're only following orders, really.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There are plenty of games that I have played that were quite terrible and would never, ever, ever recommend anybody. But, you know.
Yeah, there's plenty of those in history. Yeah, would you reply in such a fashion if you were insulted like that?
You know, I probably would. I'm kind of a snatch that way. And I'd probably throw in a couple of your mom cheap shots.
And it's quite smart the way he did it. It's not like he didn't go full out, but at least he did do it with some flair and tact.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. Which I have to commend, because, you know, most people's first reactions is, you know, one swear word after another. You wouldn't know a good game if it bit you on the ass, et cetera, et cetera. That sort of thing.
Yeah, but the thing is that one review isn't really going to make a difference, because it is, as he said here, that the Cooking Mama, the first one, reached 1 million units.
Mm-hmm.
So one review isn't really going to do that much.
No, it's not. And most people that I know, maybe it's just me, but most people I know will check out several reviews to get the balanced overall review and decide whether or not to purchase said game. I actually don't know anybody that goes off one review. It's really too hard. Everyone has such different tastes, you know?
Yeah. All those games that you buy, or you always buy, and then you, regardless of the reviews, you buy them anyway, and then you go and read the reviews.
Right. Well, I mean, back here in the States, I don't know if you guys have this, but, you know, you have video game stores that also purchase used games and then resell them.
Yeah, we have those here.
Right. One of the stores here actually has a policy, the chain of stores, where you can buy a used game and then return it for any reason within 7 days.
I think the most popular one here does have that as well, the 7-day trial period.
Right, which I find is fantastic. Because there are always those games that you're really on the fence about, and then you try it out, you give it a go, and then if you happen to beat it within those 7 days, then great. If not, you'll get around to buying it later.
So it's like the equivalent of buying a dress and then taking it back after your fancy event.
Absolutely not, because you're not supposed to buy a dress, wear it, and then take it back, because you still have the tags on it. The video game stores have this open door policy. I've actually been told, you know, whatever reason, if you don't like it, bring it back, it's fine.
Well, they're very friendly. Is this one of those stores that's had, in the past, had its problems or been criticized quite a lot recently?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is it one of those stores, I can think of one that comes to mind, is it the store that I'm thinking about that's been come under a lot of fire recently? The one that's gone through a recent merger?
Yes, that is the same store. And actually, this is where I'm going to bring up the fact where being a female definitely plays in my favor during these parts. Whenever I need to return something, even though I'm probably not supposed to, since I go into the same three or four of these chains of stores, they're always very nice to me. Smile at them, laugh at their jokes. I need to return this. Okay, thank you. And be on my merry way.
Well, didn't you used to work at the video gaming shop?
I did.
So have you ever had to come across the whole selling or the whole game return biz thing?
You know, I actually didn't really have a problem with it. I was always told if a customer wants to return something, you should let them, because it's just better that way, then they're more likely to come back and purchase more things. As far as selling things, I usually just talk to the guys, smile at them, and say, you should really buy this game. This is really awesome. You're going to love this.
The traditional beef babe.
More like counter babe.
Well, I think that wraps things up for our Webfantastic for this week. And yes, let's go to Anthem for the Year 2000 by Silverchair. You're on Lead to Rainbow Rovercopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and super special awesome guest Catton.
Woo!
You can catch Lead Rainbow Rovercopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and super special awesome co-host Catton.
Hello. Sorry, I'm eating a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, that's okay. Hot Pockets are...
I'm mostly done.
I'm assuming they're yummy.
They are actually very delicious. I might try and mail you some that are still frozen and delicious.
Yay! The frozen part might be a bit hard, though.
Right. I'm sure there's some sort of way to do it. I just hope it doesn't cost, you know, a bajillion dollars.
Well, actually, the stuff times I've ordered stuff like video games and all that from America and basically online have been pretty cheap.
Yeah, but you don't have to keep video games frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they stay fresher that way, but, you know.
Well, since it's ladies' night, I've got to ask you, being a gal and a geek, does it really make all that much of a difference?
You know, I do notice some differences. When I play online, there are a lot of times I actually won't plug in my headset or talk to anybody, because I always get the guys that are like, oh, you're a female. I think I'll add you to my friends list. Hey, how you doing? And it really, I just want to take a shotgun to their face and, you know, unload a clip of Hot Death. But I've come to realize if you take what they say with mostly a grain of salt and you can banter back and forth with the guys, it really doesn't make much of a difference. Eventually, you just become one of the guys.
Yes. As we
make fun of each other's moms, shoot them in the face.
All the times we've had in Gears of War, well, actually only once, but it was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that time in TF2, but...
Right. That doesn't really count.
Yeah, the frozen suitcase.
Well, I mean, we'll play. We'll play again.
Yeah.
I just, in general, I always get hit on a lot by boys that think that we share all these common interests, but I lack one very important interest in them. And it makes things a little bit awkward sometimes.
Are you front out with them, or do you just walk around the whole subject?
As soon as they start to... I don't say it as the first thing when I meet somebody, but when they start to come on, you're just kind of like, well, just let you know that I'm really not into it. So...
Well, I guess you don't have that problem playing with us boys.
Right, right. Mm. That's a good time. Although I still get hit on by gay men just as often as I do. Straight ones.
Maybe you're just irresistible for everybody.
I'm sorry?
Maybe you appeal to everybody.
Right, right. I'm good for everyone.
Yes.
I think it's just being open and fun that can make any girl's experience gaming much more enjoyable. Because I've played with a few females that are kind of like, women only, we're gonna have our own clan, blah, 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 blah. And it's just kind of, I don't know, not really into that.
Yeah, I think when you start to segregate yourself based on real life groups, then... you're sort of taking away the whole fun of what a video game is.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of, I want to live, sort of escapism in a sort of way, but in a good way.
Right, right. It's much more healthy, I think, to shoot and blow up things in a video game than in real life.
Yes.
Which actually sounds kind of retarded, but because it's so obvious. It's just, I guess most people don't see that here in the legislative business.
I've actually had some quite deep conversations while over Bomberman Live. So it's not all about blowing stuff up.
While you're blowing stuff up.
Yeah. And...
you know, I still don't have that game. I probably should get it. Yeah. I'm actually really terrible at Bomberman.
Yeah, I think a lot of us boys are, but it's one of those games that it's considered you must be, if you're a gamer, you must have this game or must play this.
Mm. Yeah, those don't always work out well for me. Mm. Case in point, Uno, that was a little rough for me the first time around, and I haven't gone back and touched it since. There are a lot of games where I have a shorter than average attention span, so it can be a really great game, but I can't play it for more than 20 minutes at a time. And I think I've officially strayed away from the original topic. Sorry about that.
That's okay, I'm really running out of things to say myself.
Well, we can just,
Let's...
I don't know. I'm sorry, I lost it.
Well, can you explain why you were attracted to video games and what got you attracted to them?
Oh, my first recollection of actually playing a video game was when I was really young. My father would take me to the dentist, and then we'd go to a pizza parlor afterwards. And they had those tables that had the old... Galaga,
Ooh.
But it was a tabletop, not like a stand-up arcade.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And I just didn't play that with him while I ate my pizza.
Ooh.
And then a short while later, he bought me my first Nintendo system.
Yay.
And it's kind of gone downhill since then. I went through a Nintendo, I went through a Sega Genesis, a Super Nintendo, every flavor of the Game Boy imaginable, sometimes multiples. Had a Dreamcast, Xbox, PS2, PS1, GameCube, so on and so forth. I don't think I actually ever owned a Nintendo 64, though.
Mm.
No, I'm pretty sure I haven't.
I think a lot of people skip that generation.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't get a feel for the controller. No matter how many times I tried, my cousin actually had one. I'd go over to his house and play with him, but I wasn't into it. I just couldn't handle it.
The whole three-pronged thing.
Right. And, I don't know, I really love video games with either a lot of action or a really great story.
Mm.
And, you know, all the PC games. I'm really more into turn-based strategy, not so much real-time, which takes out a huge chunk of that available market.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I have sunk hours, months of my life into like a single video game. My favorite video game of all time, Super Metroid. If I play it now, I can probably beat it in 2 to 3 hours. But you know, way back when it came out, I mean, it was a solid like 8 months of trying to figure out what was going on, backtracking, going back, getting stuck in an area and not being able to get out. And then that moment of realization where you're like, oh my goodness, you let out a little squeal and then, you know, go on with it.
I'm just trying to remember when my first thing was. I think I got, I got it for my fifth birthday, well, fifth Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Super Nintendo, and I was like all excited because I wasn't expecting it. So me and my little brother was under the Christmas tree, picking it up, and then we go, "What is it? What is it?" Ah, it's a Super Nintendo. And yeah, I think my love affair with Nintendo and the video game in general sort of sprouted from there.
Yeah, it's really definitely when you have one in your home as opposed to going to the arcade where it just really takes over your life because it's always there calling you. You know, I used to have my Nintendo in my bedroom when I was younger, and my father bought Dr. Mario for me, and he loves the puzzle type games. So sometimes I would actually fall asleep to him playing in my room, and then I would wake up and he would have woken up early to play before he went to work. So in my mind it was like he was up all night playing a video game. Which amuses me a little bit now, but used to irritate me when I was younger.
It's actually a pity that games these days are quite a time sink. Like, yeah, the amount of time, like, for games, like, particularly RPGs, like, now they're expected to be, like, hundreds of, a good over 100 hours.
Oh, yeah, I don't like to put more than 60, usually, in a single game, like an RPG. I just, recently purchased the new Final Fantasy, the Crisis Core.
Mm.
I've probably only put about 10 hours into it, but I feel like I've only made a scratch in the entire game. Tiny, tiny, tiny little scratch. And I suppose it adds to the the value of the game because you get more out of it. But you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, games like BioShock, where they were relatively short, but had such a great experience going through it.
That was more of a cinematic experience than rather than this open-ended one, though, wasn't it?
Right. I mean, sometimes with RPGs, the grinding gets so repetitive. Where you're running into a boss, or not a boss, a monster, like every 3 seconds.
Mm. Particularly with random
and,
battles and all that.
Right, and then, you know, that alone adds, you know, 40 hours to whatever you're doing.
Mm. I'm currently
and,
on them.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm currently on Persona 3 at the moment. That takes like it takes like a good 70 hours just to beat the actual storyline. And then there's a good like 30 or 40 hours to go if you want to complete all the side quests, get everything. Yeah, games are quite a time sink, but somehow I find the time to actually do it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think you notice the time sink a little more as you get older because you have more responsibilities. And that little thought in the back of your head saying, you know, I should be working on this. I should be doing this. I should be running errands. I should be, you know, doing whatever, doing my laundry. But instead you're playing this video game. As opposed to when you're younger, you're just like, oh, whatever. I got all night. I don't have anything planned tomorrow.
Well, old habits die hard.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm such a procrastinator. It's like I can just get one more level. One more level. I swear. It's one more level.
Well, we've let ourselves go quite a bit.
And, oh, right. Yes. Everyone wants to listen to music. We're babbling in their ears.
Well, babbling is sometimes a good thing, but let's lighten things up with a bit of Sophie Alex Baxter. You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9, Moggy and super special awesome co-host Catton.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Sadly, we're down to our last 10 minutes. Don't worry.
I enjoyed my time on the Australian airwaves.
And we enjoyed having you on our airwaves.
Thank you.
Do you have a message to the people of Australia?
Don't stop rocking.
A good one of a pretty good one.
That's all I got. I'm sorry. It's actually still a little early for me here in the States. I've been slowly sipping my latte and attempting to wake up. Actually, it's not early at all. It's almost 11 in the afternoon, but it feels early to me.
And it's time for our WTF or what the beep. Well, we can say fuck because it's the time.
Yeah, can I say it too? Fuck?
Yes, you can say it. And this one's really weird. It's basically a candy company in the Philippines is using Sonic's image to sell candy cigarettes.
Yeah, you know, I'm not actually surprised by the fact that they're using a video game character to sell candy cigarettes. Actually, I think it's quite normal for every male in the Asian countries to be smoking. It's weird not to find one that doesn't smoke. What I'm actually surprised is that they use Sonic. I didn't think he was quite the powerhouse mascot he once was. You know, he used to have his own TV show, plethora of video games.
Yes. And a new one coming up, possibly.
Right, but you think if you were going to sell to a mass market of children, you'd use one of the more,
more hipper ones, like Ben 10 or something like that.
Right, I mean, I might have even picked Ratchet and Clank over Sonic at this point.
Because he doesn't really seem like the person who would smoke, really, being so fast
right,
and all.
I can't imagine him hauling ass down those rolling green hills, puffing on a cigarette. But you never know, he might have fallen on hard times.
Maybe that explains why his games are quite lackluster these days.
Oh, because he doesn't have the same oomph. Yeah. Because of the cigarettes.
10 packs a day.
Don't smoke. Yeah. I find that whenever I go visit Asian countries, all the guys, they smoke. And then they all do that really gross 30-second hawking a loogie thing. It's disgusting. But they all smoke. So I feel like by the time they reach 15, 16, they're well hooked. Mm. And it actually seems quite normal over there to be selling candy cigarettes.
What disturbs me most...
I'm sorry?
What disturbs me most is how they actually really, really look like cigarettes.
Yeah, I did see the picture. Those are the ones where you blow on them and that puff of candy powder blows out, right?
Yeah, I think so. But we call them fads here. They used to be fags, but they sort of political correctness got to them. And they changed the design to this, these giant purple sticks.
Now you get to puff on a stick.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum. Well, you know, I guess whatever you can do to sell a product.
I wouldn't actually. I don't think it would actually be that popular in Philippines.
You think so? Kids love candy. Kids love cigarettes. Why don't we just put them together? And video games.
I know, I've actually seen...
Fabulous marketing idea.
I've seen a lot of counterfeit products that just stick random characters on things.
You know, that's true. Especially when companies use brand marketing without the approval or consent of said the other company. You see all kinds of crazy stuff going on in ads. And I wish I could think of one off the top of my head, but I can't because I'm still waking up.
These kind of remind me, well, probably this is a bit off link, but this reminds me of those Master Chief hats for your downstairs. I know just how weird they are.
Did you purchase one?
No. They're a bit pricey, actually.
Yeah, you know, if you want a helmet for your little soldier, then I suppose that's...
Yes, that's a WTF in itself.
Right, you know, I... I have nothing to say to that. Oh my goodness.
There's plenty of weird things out there.
There are. There's actually this website that has user contributions of links to everything that is cute and bizarre, and they just update it all day long. And I've seen some stuff where I'm just like, what? I almost want to buy one just for how weird it is. Like, there's this couch that looked like a giraffe, you know. you think at the time it'd be really cool to have a giraffe couch in your home, but realize after 6 months that it's actually not very comfortable to sit on, and nobody wants to sit on the giraffe unless they're new to your house. Things like that.
One of the other weird things I remember is that Hello Kitty assault rifle.
Yes. The vibrating toothbrush. There's a Hello Kitty everything, I'm convinced. My neighbor actually has this Hello Kitty toaster, where when you start to make the toast, it burns a little bit darker as the outline of Hello Kitty on your toast. It's ridiculous. I actually kind of want one.
Well, I'm pretty... Well, Hello... How is that? It's not that hard to resist. Well, I mean, it's very hard to resist that cute kitty. I'm speechless now.
Yes.
Mama.
You can just do that for the rest of the show. Nah. Fuck.
And how about we go to a track then, the Field of Silence? This one was actually... Pardon?
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds fabulous. Yes.
This song was actually quite popular in Australia a few years ago, along with that horny song, but...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I know, it's just, it's sort of the same, it feels the same, it sort of listens the same, yeah, it sounds the same. But yeah, it sort of sounds like that, and here's a bit of a history lesson for you, Kat, in Australian music. You're on Elite Rainbow Rovercopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Elite Rainbow Rovercopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, eliterainbow.wordpress.com. Indeed, the bass line is shooting up my spine. You're here on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 for the last couple of minutes, sadly. But don't worry, me and possibly Catton will be back sometime in the near future, maybe even next week.
Yay!
And thank you all for listening. And even though we didn't, and thank you to the two people who actually SMS'd us in.
We love you people.
Yes.
Love.
We're lovers, not haters here in Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter. And yes, we'll hopefully be back next week if we haven't been taken off the air.
No Americans allowed. I'm totally kidding. Yes. Sorry, I love you guys. I do.
And we love having you Yanks on and listening. Because remember, we are on air online for all the world to listen to. And we are possibly the only 24-hour gay and lesbian radio station in the world.
That's something to be said for. Go Australia.
Yes. Yeah, go Melbourne.
Yes. Woo. I'll stop cheering, I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's time for us to go. I hope you'll enjoy, for the next 3 hours, the best of Joy, and then it's breakfast with a lot. Anyway, from Moggy and Catton, it's goodbye and geek it up.
Goodbye.
Bye. You can catch Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, eliterainbow.wordpress.com.